game on.
This is Tom Shear from Assemblage 23, and you are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM.
Right, you're listening to this. It's our monthly goth alternative industrial show with myself, Nige, and co-producer Steph over there.
Hello.
Right, what's coming up in the show this month, in fact, is a good selection of industrial alternative music. We've got some Crump 242, we've got some God Module, we've got some Decoded Feedback. We've actually got an interview with Tom Shear from Assemblage 23 later on in the show. So
hot coming from myself.
Yes. And a bit of information about events and gigs and club nights coming up in the area. But I think now we better get on with some more music. Here's some KMFDM.
Bomb the living bejeepers out of those horses. We'll be right back.
Nine Inch Nails. Before that, you heard KMFDM, and opening the show, we had Chief on Drugs. Okay, right, I'm going to tell you a bit now about some up-and-coming gigs in the area. First of all, we're going to tell you about the Infest Festival that's on August Bank Holiday weekend. I know that's a bit in the future, but we'll keep you informed of all the current bands listed. Basically, we've got VMV Nation, which are going to be fantastic there, hopefully. Coming up, there's also God Module, which we really do quite like. I think we've got some of that coming up in the show.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, that's later on in the show. And there's also bands like Cut Rate Box, Hypno School, and SITD. There's going to be a lot of stuff you're going to hear on
this show.
Seabound. Of course, Seabound. We can't miss out Seabound. Okay, so yeah, that's the 22nd to 24th of August, so that's the bank holiday weekend, so you're Friday, Saturday and Sunday in the Student Union in Bradford. And you've got the Monday off work as well if you do that kind of thing. The tickets are about £30, and more information can be found at the Infest website, which is www.infest.org.uk, I believe. Okay then, right, what else have we got coming up? There's, yes, the stuff happening at Bradford Rio's that's been organised by a regular guest here, DJ Freon. There was a listing of a psyche gig on the 21st of March with Attrition and support band Conspiracy. Now, Conspiracy are a bit of a favour of ours, and we also quite like the everyone else on that list, really. But we've unfortunately got a report that that gig has been cancelled. I believe things are going to be rearranged and maybe a different venue. I don't know. I'm not quite sure why that's been cancelled. But we'll keep you informed. It's just a shame that that particular event isn't going to happen. And also, later on in April, in Leeds, at the Irish Centre, there's All About Eve. That's on the 8th of April. Tickets are £12 on the door. £14 on the door. £12 advance, available from Jumbo Records. Or if you find their website, it's linked off netgoth.org.uk. Find their website, there's more information there. So lots of groovy gigs coming up in the future. Right, okay, let's hand it over to Steph now to tell you a bit about some of the club nights
club
in the area.
Nights in the area, right. On March the 29th, we have Implant in Huddersfield above Abraham's Pub. It's £3 in and playing industrial dance, rhythmic noise, power noise, and EBM. On April the 5th, it's Dead Stars at the Escape Bar at Bradford University. £3 in again, playing industrial dance, EBM, with a smidgen of power noise. So, do you have any more to add to that?
No, I think that's about it. I think we may have bored the audience long enough. We really need to get on with some more music. Well,
okay.
Well, we've got some Front 242 coming up, yes?
Yes, a very classic track is this.
Excellent. right, you're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM and streamed on the net from www.bcb.yorks.com. Right.
Right, we have an interview now from Tom Shear of Assemblage 23. I managed to have a few words with him at the recent gig in Bradford, which Assemblage 23 were co-headlining with Icon of Coil, and I began by asking him what he thought the differences were between touring Europe and his native country, the USA.
Traveling with our own light and sound people, we have a bus, whereas in the US it's much more expensive to do things like that because everything's so much further apart. Like, I mean, pretty much anywhere in Europe you can drive for 2 hours and be in another major city, whereas in the U.S. you can drive for 2 days and not hit anything and not see another human being. So it's much easier to tour in Europe and hit, cover a lot of cities in a shorter period of time.
How different is the European scene as opposed to the US and like Canadian scene, because I know the FLA Skinny Puppy came from like Canada, but it sort of like died down a bit, so what is the state of affairs now?
I think the scene I can't speak a whole lot for Canada, but I know for the US the scene has gotten a lot better, especially over the past 5 years or so. There wasn't initially a lot of support for purely electronic bands. There were more the heavy guitar stuff like Nine Inch Nails, Ministry type stuff. Now there's more support for stuff that's club oriented, electronic oriented, but more what I've noticed is there's not so much a difference between Europe and the US and Canada. It depends on what city you're in. Some cities in the U.S. have a great scene. Some cities have a horrible scene. It's the same in Europe, where you show up to one place and you might have great crowds and great sound, and you might show up to another place. Yeah. So, and it's really, it depends city to city more than it does country to country, I think.
Right. You cite Depeche Mode. And bands that were then on the Wax Trax label as influences on, on your early music.
Right.
Who was your biggest and, your biggest and main, influence?
More than anybody would have to be Depeche Mode, because they're the band who, they got me interested in electronic music, and also it was at one of their concerts that I first heard like electro and EDM type stuff. So they're really kind of doubly influential for me, because they introduced me to the genre, and they also kind of got me into electronic music. So pretty much with the exception of their last album, which I didn't care for too much, like they're still an influence on me and an inspiration for me.
Okay. What's your favorite remix track that you have remixed yourself?
That's really hard. There's been so many too. It's always hard for me to choose a favorite track like that. I always compare it to sort of like asking a parent to choose their favorite child, because it really, the relationship really is like that. I think there's one in particular I did for an American band called the Azoic that I was really happy with how it came out. Probably the one that I'm most proud of, though, was the one for Clairvoyance Majesty, because the song that they sent me, they wanted a dance track, and they sent me a track that was in 3/4 time, which is like waltz time signature, and it was at 74 beats per minute, which is, just dead slow, so, and I managed to pull it off, so I'm really just from a standpoint of, wow, I can't believe I actually did that, that's probably one that I'm really proud of and really happy with how it came out.
Who would you most like to do a remix track for? I bet it's like Depeche Mode, isn't it?
I'd love to do one for them. I'd really like to do one for someone like Bjork, too, like someone who's like a really phenomenal vocalist, because I think there's a lot of potential that you could do with that. But yeah, it would definitely be somebody who's much bigger than, you know, this scene is in general, so.
Okay, right. Now coming up, we've got Drive by Assemblers 23.
We'll be right back.
Right, you're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the God Module with Interference. Before that, you heard some Decoded Feedback and some Assemblage 23 before that. And then, we haven't back introed in a while, so let's tell you what else you heard. You heard the interview with Tom Scheer that was done at the Bradford Rios in January, which was really quite cool. It's good seeing him. Good, nice man to talk to. Great guy.
Really nice guy to speak to, actually.
Yeah. And before that, you heard a couple more tracks. We had Down in the Park from Gary Newman, but this time it was remixed by one of his favourite industrial-type projecty bands, Sulphur. It was actually Monty from Sulphur, I think, it's the bass player from there. And before that, you heard Headhunter from Front 242. Okay, right, we wanted to keep you up to date on some new releases that you're probably going to be interested in that are coming up in the next month or so. Coming out on the 24th of March, we've got Placebo's new album, Sleeping with a Ghost, coming out on the 19th of May, which is a little bit off, but, you know, keep your pennies saved up. We've got Velvet Acid Christ releasing the MCD Collapsed, and very, very excited about the upcoming Wolfsheim album, Casting Shadows.
Oh, yes.
We're very happy about that. We've got some old Wolfsheim coming up for you in a track or two's time. But yeah, that's out on the 7th of April, and we'll play some stuff from that when we can. Okay, right, I think we better get on with some more music.
And now's the new single by Placebo.
Yeah.
Spotlight, where's the leader who lays
To Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the Wolfshine with the Sparrows and the Nightingales. That is quite an old track, but it's still fantastic. Still really quite looking forward to their new album and their new stuff. And before that, you heard Placebo's new single with Bitter End. Right, basically, if you need any more info about this show, if you want to ask us for, you know, track requests or give us any feedback of any kind, go to www.darkassimilation.org. There's a message board to post stuff there, there's the track listings, and if you want, there's also normally an archive of this show, normally up on the web, a few days after this has actually been broadcast in real life, so you can always download the last show or two. Right, I think we're going to leave you with Velvet Acid Christ.